Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome everyone for joining us again. This is the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, and I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your one and only urban life coach. As we always like to state and make sure everyone listening understands our mission here, this show promotes learning a higher quality of life, creating our best self, and creating our best life. And we're going to get a little bit more into that, what's our best life, because that goes into what we do at the show and the type of expert guests we have. Okay, so we're creating our best life. We also try to find and create a higher purpose and meaning to our life. You know, that higher purpose that everyone is served. And the way we do that is we overcome our inner and outer barriers from what's stopping us from doing those things. We learn to overcome them struggles and fears that limit us. Okay? So also, what we do here is we learn how to stay encouraged and inspired and hopeful and enjoy ourselves and have fun. Have fun during our journey. Have fun during our struggles and fears. Who says we have to be depressed as we are growing and learning to overcome things? You know, that's only something that we were taught to believe. You don't have to be depressed while you're going through. You can have fun with your challenges and your struggles, you know. So lastly, we promote love, kindness, and gratitude, and we are our brother's keeper, okay? And this is what this show is about. All right, our guest today, our expert guest today is Harris Glasser, okay? And the episode title of this episode is Learn to Squeeze More Juice Out of Your Orange. Okay? And he's going to tell us what that means and, you know, a little bit more about that. Learn to squeeze more juice out of your orange. But before we go and get on with the show, you know, as we say on every on a couple of episodes, having a happy life and having a quality life, there's a lot of different areas in there that must be satisfied. I mean, so when we have our guests, each guest is going to fit as an expert in one of those areas. So picture a circle with eight cuts in it, and it looks like a pie. Now, in each one of those areas, those are the major areas of your life, okay? You have partnership and love. You have health. You have spirituality, and those are three. You have finance. Then you have career and job. Those are like five. You have learning and growth. So it's like two more, but what it happens is once all those areas are satisfied to the maximum, you should be living the optimum, your optimum life, your optimum self in your life, because your health is at optimum level, different parts of your health, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, you get all that fits in that. And all our guests represent a piece of that. So today our expert guest, Harris Glasser, he fits in the area of business, entrepreneurship, finance, and career. All that in one. And he might can add some more to that in those areas there. So this is where we get the guests, and this is how we do this at the show. You know, they help us with these areas in our life and give us some tips and techniques. And they're also available to meet you one-on-one or any ways y'all agree to set up. So, okay, to start the show, I'm going to give you some little bit of background bio on our guest, Harris Glasser. He's an author of the book It's My Money and I Want It. And I'm pretty sure you can pick that up on his website or Amazon, and he'll let you know where you can pick that up at. I believe he's 71 and married, okay, a lecturer, business and personal consultant, and a three-time entrepreneurial business owner. Three businesses under his belt, and from what I understand, he sold them. They were making good profit, and he says he can show us how to do this also. And you don't have to read a whole bunch of books and have all these PhDs under your belts and all these type of things. He says it's simple common sense that we all possess, applied to many situations, gives us the key to answers we're all looking for. So simple common sense, he says, we all possess it. And the key to the answers we're all looking for to get this, okay? So let's meet Harris Glasser. Are you with us? Are you there?
Hello. I am here, Keelane. I am here. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing? Let the listeners know where you're located at.
Okay, we're up here in sunny, warm New York City.
New York City, everyone. New York City, okay.
Not too sure about the sunny and warm, though.
okay. Yes. This weather is up and down out here in Virginia. Also, it just won't. It's you know, they say you can plan a picnic, but you can't plan the weather. You know,
right.
Uh huh.
But you can eat good food all the time.
If you got a good cook, I can't raise my hand all the time on that. It's hard, you know. I'm the best cook I know. I just wish someone could cook for me. But okay, to get on the ball. I let the listeners know. I gave a little bit about who you are and some of the things you've done in the past. But let the listeners know a little bit more about you, a minute or two, and how you help others.
Sure. At the age of 20, my dad had lent me a few $1,000s, and I started doing small little work for the city government, New York City government. I was 20, and by the time I was 28 years old, hard work, grace, luck, whatever, it had become huge. It was huge. And I was ready to pack it in, which I did that. And the next number of years, I bought a trailer, traveled with my family, spent a lot of time with kids. Eventually, we wound up down in Florida, where we started because you can't just sit around, an indoor farming business having to do with growing sprouts. Built that pretty big in a quick time, selling it to, I think it was Publix, was the big supermarket chain down there. Sold that, came back to New York, and the kids were getting older, and I started a daily car rental business. Started with 4 vehicles in about a year and a half, built it to 80. And squeezing more juice out of the orange. You know, it's no fun to work all the time, so we figured out a way, reducing the 80 down to 50, working less, working easier, and making more. That's squeezing more juice out of the orange. Did that for about 7-8 years, sold that. Did some did some traveling in all those years, also studied in the martial arts, became, and after 7 years, became an instructor. Well, my wife was a yoga teacher. We traveled to India, studied meditation, came back to New York, started a little contracting business again for the city of New York with my sons. I'm now somewhat semi-retired. I have a little wholesale college textbook business and writing books and helping people and giving interviews. And this is it.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. And you're, if I remember correctly, you're, what, 70 years of age?
71 years young.
Wow.
And by the way,
found it.
Yeah, you know something, if you look at me, I'm not patting myself on the back either. People, they don't believe it. They think that I'm one of the sons with my two sons. A very important thing, and we won't go off into it, but you are and you do become what you eat and your state of mind. I don't even know what it is to be old. I mean, people fall into that mode and they start acting that way and laying there, you know, in their chair with growing a big belly with a clicker and, you know, pumping
listeners,
all kinds of garbage into them. What's that?
Listeners, look at this picture, listeners. When you listen to this, look at this picture. He does not fit this voice. This man sounds like he's late mid-30s. I'm serious. When I read and I said, oh, he's 70 years young, I was like, wow. And I seen that. It's just so. You're definitely blessed, and you taking good care of yourself too, from what I saw.
Well, I'll give you a little quickie note on that. All the years, in the very early years, when I learned to eat a certain way, people, they'd make fun of me. Back, we're talking about, let me see, my son would be 49. So it was almost 45 years ago. We had gotten into eating a certain way, and people would look at me and make fun. After the years went by, they no longer made fun. And they'd say, so Harris, what do you eat? And I would tell them, you know, it's not knowing what to eat. It's knowing what not to eat. I said, so when you buy your food, learn to read your labels, right? If there's anything in there that you can't pronounce, it's a good shot you shouldn't be eating it.
Hmm.
So I used to give that just a basic rule of thumb. And that we could do pages on that.
Yes, yes. We'll get together sometime. And maybe you can give me a coach session on that.
Oh, sure.
This is an interesting question, and I know the listeners want to know this. What is the key to the successes?
Yeah.
You just those three or four businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What is the key to success in that? And how can you help them, the listeners, get on their way?
Okay.
Two-part question there.
Okay. They say in real estate there are three rules: location, location, location. Well, in business, success in business, there's three rules, and that's relationships, relationships, relationships. And I'm not talking about relationship like, hey, Joe, how are you? Great to see you. How's the family? Oh, fantastic. I'm not talking about surface. I'm talking about real relationships with the people you work with. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. Having a construction business, rehabbing schools and hospitals, et cetera, for the city of New York, every job has a load of items, doors, windows, flooring, ceiling, lighting, on and on and on. And, you know, I was experienced enough to my own estimating on everything. But I'll never forget this one job one time. I made a mistake on an item. It was just one item. It wasn't going to kill the job. But, you know, I could lose money on any item. And I called in my flooring subcontractor. I said, look, I made a mistake. You know, I figured it myself. I figured it wrong. It was a special indoor running flooring material, track kind of stuff. And they said, hold on. They stepped out of the room. It was two brothers. Came back in a couple of minutes, back into my office, and they said, look, Harris, tell you what. You buy the material. We're not going to buy it. We won't lay out the money. You buy the material, and my brother and I, not anyone who works for us, the men who work for us, we will do the labor ourselves, okay? Gratis. We're not only going to make sure you not only don't lose money on the item, we're going to make sure you make money on the item. I said, wow, that's incredible. They said, no, you have always taken care of us. You have always helped us any way you can. Not like most general contractors beat the heck out of their subcontractors. You've always been there for us. Now it's our turn to be there for you. And Keelane, that is what I'm talking about, relationships. You work, you build those kind of relationships, and people always be there to help you and work with you.
Wow. Okay. And how can you help? Say there's a listener out there that says, you know, how can you help my situation? How can you help my finances?
Okay.
How would you, what are some of the steps you'll go through with them?
The advice I would give on that is the advice my dad had given me 51 years ago when it came to money. And he said, people will always be calling you for payment, for money, because, you know, that's just the way business is. Especially you're growing, so you're always 1 foot ahead. You're always, you know, you're trying to collect it faster than, as fast as you have to pay it out, especially contracting. For the government, they pay slowly, and, you know, subcontractors, material suppliers want to get paid quickly. So the phone starts ringing. He said you always answer the phone. So we're talking about helping your listeners when it comes to finances. People call you for money, for payment. You pick up the phone, and I'll just tell you what I would do. They would call, hey, Harris, you know, it's supposed to be in 30 days. It's 60 days already, and, you know, they don't want to hear that I didn't get payment yet. That was slow. I need a check now. And I'd say to them, well, it's not coming this week. And before I could finish, they'd start yelling. I go, now, look, we can do this. I can say to you, not a problem. Today's Wednesday. The check will be out by Friday. You'll get off the phone. You'll be happy. Except by come Monday or Tuesday and you hadn't received the check, you're not going to be so happy. You're going to call me up and tell me I lied. I was, you know, BSing you. I said, so here's what we're going to do. Here's how I work. When you call me and needing money, needing payment, and I tell you something, you may not like what I'm going to tell you because it's not what you want to hear, but you will come to like what Harris tells you, because you're going to find it's always going to be the truth. So if I say to you, no, it's not going out this week, I can't, but in 7 days, 10 days, whatever it is, when I say it's going to happen, it does happen. You're going to learn to depend upon that. When you call Harris, you know what he's telling you is the truth. And I was once told by a fellow who's the director of the Department of Public Works of City of New York, one of the biggest agencies in New York City, right? And he said, Harris, you are the most credible contractor and person that I have ever met. You've never, ever told us anything that didn't happen. So that's what I'm talking about, working with people, whether it's finances or anything. Gee, Harris, we got to have another half a dozen guys on the job, you know, come next couple of days. Most contractors go, oh, not a problem, they'll be there. They don't show up. I tell them, no, that's not happening. However, this is what is going to happen. And again, you may not like it, but you will like the fact that you get a straight answer from me. And I'll tell you, you work with people, whether it's finances or anything, when they get to know that your word is gold, half your battles are won. Oh, here's a perfect one on finances. Kyle, Kaylin, from three different agencies, I was due a check that week. One was coming from the state of New York, and the other two checks was from two different city agencies. All three checks, listen to this, get lost in the mail. I think it was a new mailman who came in or something, and whatever it was.
Wow.
But listen to this. It was $250,000 in checks. And that's a piece of change today. We want to go back 30, 40 years ago. That was a lot of money. That's when pizza was 25 cents. Okay? The phones are ringing off the hook. After all, I was expecting to check. Not a problem. I made the promise. Wow. Big problem. Money. I said to each one of them, I said, here's the story. I said, here's the contract number, all the information that one wouldn't ordinarily give out, and here is the phone number of each agency where the check is coming from. I said, I need you. You and I need each other here for you to get on the phone along with the other suppliers, subcontractors, get on the phone and say, hey, this money, these checks got lost. They need to be resent. I told them what to say. And, I mean, the bad thing was it takes 30 days before the city or state will recut another check and then has to be processed. But the idea was that I took all these people who were up in the air because of non-payment, banded them all together so we were all on the same side fighting to get new checks cut. And the point is, they were off my case. They knew I was being legitimate. There's nothing we could do. And I said to them, one day we're going to look back and laugh at this insane thing with three different contracts. All the checks got lost. And it did. That was it. And that's what, building relationships. And there's the thing with the money, because we're always hurting for money. So I guess the best piece of advice I can give is the true stories of how you handle it. You don't put people off. You tell them exactly what it is. They may not like it, but, Donna, it's the truth. You just keep hitting them with that. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have the money now. I will have it, da, 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 da.
Okay. So that's how you get started. You let them know, you know, what it would take, and, you know, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter if they like it or not, you're gonna let them know that, hey, this is what needs to be done.
Right.
And that's how you help them get started. Okay. And the key to success is relationships. Okay. You get that lesson? If you don't understand it, rewind it, and keep trying till you do. Okay.
And they can always call me. It's part of a free service. Everyone gets a free phone call into me. You contact me on my website, harrishelps.org.
Give out your contact information. Speaking of your book, let them know where they can pick your book up at, and your contact information and everything like that.
Yeah, they just go to www.harrishelps.org. People send me in problems all the time. More than glad to help them out.
Okay.
First time around, that coaching is a free coaching, and they usually don't need more than that.
Okay, well, some free stuff, y'all. There you go. He gave it to you. You can't get no more than that. A free coaching session. And what's the name of the book? Give them the name of the book now so they'll know.
It's My Money, and I Want It. While the whole world is fighting to take it away from you, it's My Money and I Want It.
My Money and I Want It, child. My Money. Okay.
It's My Money.
Yes, everyone. Like we said, everyone, you know, money's part of empowerment, too. You know, anything that gives you the wisdom to enhance your life in a healthy way, when you can live your life to the optimum fullest, let's say in your finance area or your career and business area, when you can live that to the optimum level in a healthy way, someone that can give you the steps and the tips you need, you know, that's empowerment. You are empowered now to, in this area, to be in a optimum level, you know, of, you know, finance and career. And this is what we do here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. We seek guests out who help empower us in different areas of our life, okay? So now we're getting short on the time here. So I think we got time for one more, couple more minutes, actually, talking here with Harris Glasser.
I'll give you a good one.
Yes, go ahead.
You want a good piece of financial advice?
Yes.
The biggest, look, there are two reasons that we need to make money, and only two. One is our needs, you know, our foods, our rent, or whatever, our survival. The other is for our entertainment, our pleasures, our desires. Got it? Our needs and our desires. That's the only reason, two reasons we need to make money. And the biggest problem people make in their life with their money, whether they're working for someone or they're running businesses, is when they mistake their need, their desires for their needs. People do that all the time. And a perfect story in that is a quick one. It's two partners I knew in business, and one always had to have a big flashy set of wheels. They would lease cars every 2 years, these two fellas. The other, as being a partner, would always take the difference in additional money for himself. And they did this throughout their 10 years in business. Well, as would happen after 10 years, things didn't go so well. They wound up going out of business. One of the partners would say to me, "Hey, Harris, remember when we were flying? I was on top. Did you see that set of wheels I drove? Did you see how I lived?" Fine. He had to take a job for someone. The other one, who did not mistake his desires for needs, who drove, you know, a decent car, nothing big, flashy, lived normal, well, he, having always taken and known the difference between desires and needs, didn't talk about, "You remember that big flashy car I drove?" No, he had accumulated enough money so he was able to go back into business. There was a man who never mistaked his desires for his needs. The other had nothing, had to take a job. He was able to go back in business. That's big. That's big, Key Lane. I'm telling you, that's the biggest thing we do with our money, is that mistake. The need I want.
There goes another good nugget. Meditate on a lot of the stuff that we do here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, because, you know, our guests, they come here and give us their time in areas that they know a lot about. And so when we give out tips and techniques, you know, meditate on that, empower yourself, put it in your head, you know, and, you know, let it work in your life, you know. And then, you know, and if you really like it, I mean, you know, check the guests out, you know, do your research. And, you know, Harris here, our guest, you know, he's offering a free coaching session. So you can get together for the first time. You know, you mentioned the radio show, you know, you must,
yes,
mention, Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, and get your free session, you know. And you know, he said that's all you'll need, but we're pretty sure, you know, when you like it, you're going to come back for more. Okay, well, we're down to a minute. Thank our guest here, Harris Glasser. Thank you for coming to the show and
absolutely
giving us your time and your valuable input. Okay. So I will.
You're very
contact.
Welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. All right, listeners. This is the time when we must depart. We got to conclude the show. We're out of time. Please go and check out our guest at his website, www.harrishelps.org. We're going to download. All episodes are downloaded with iTunes and Stitcher. It'll be ready in the next hour after downloads, okay? You can join us next week, you know, for another empowering episode. You know, this is the Urban Life Coach. Stay inspired, hopeful, and encouraged. Love y'all. Out in peace.